we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Amy MacDonald, and Clement Freud in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello. Welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've heard, we welcome back once more the lovely Amy MacDonald to try and do battle with these three clever exponents of the game. And they're all going to try and speak, not all together, but separately, on some unlikely subject for just a minute, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And according to how well they do this, they will score points or otherwise. So let us start off this week with Amy MacDonald. Amy, would you try and speak for just a minute on the subject of how to be good, starting now?
Well, it depends very much on what you want to be good at. If you want to be a good doctor, then you go to school and then you go to university for a very long time. And if you work very hard, and
Clement Freud, you challenged. Why?
Hesitation,
alas, yes. Clement Freud, there are 44 seconds left for how to be good, starting now.
The best way of being good is by not being bad, by cutting out one's dirty, vicious, and nasty habits, looking up towards the heavens, and promising to put sin in its right place, and plight oneself to all the right things in life.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was a slight hesitation there. Derek, you have 26 seconds to talk on how to be good, starting now.
Well, when I feel particularly good, I go to my wardrobe and I take out my good suit. And I put that on. It's a particularly lovely.
Kenneth Williams.
Aviation. This is not about goodness at all. Good suits, good doctors. It's not about the subject. How to be good. That's the subject. It's all deviation.
You make your point with such emphasis, Kenneth. Well, all right, Kenneth, I will award you a point, and you have 19 seconds for talking about how to be good, starting now.
The way to be good is to follow one's conscience. This has been proven historically. That is the only way in which you can be good and lead a proper life. Ask yourself daily at the end of the day how
Clement
much...
Clement Freud, you have challenged. Why?
Repetition.
A repetition of what?
Ask yourself daily is repetition.
I think the only fair thing to do here for that rather clever challenge, Clement, is to give you a point for cleverness and leave the subject with Kenneth Williams, who continues with 4 seconds on how to be good, starting now.
Derek, what?
I understand.
Hesitation.
Was it you?
All right. Yes, 1 second has gone, so probably, and Kenneth didn't speak, so you have another point, Derek Nimmo.
And
you
have... two, I've regarded him as a friend.
Perhaps you'll have a chance to get your own back, Kenneth. Derek Nimmo, you have 3 seconds on how to be good, starting now.
I think the best way to be good, Larry, is to read the second chapter.
He just fixed it.
I should explain for those who may not know the game too well that whoever is speaking when the whistle goes actually gains an extra point.
Yeah, and didn't he know it?
That was Kenneth Williams referring to Derek Nimmo, who has a slight lead at the end of the first round. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round for us? Something I'm sure you can tell us a lot about, because you always seem to give this impression.
Yeah.
Kenneth, the subject is things I say when I'm happy. All right, I haven't said now. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
The things I say when I am happy are manifold. I look in the mirror and say, you are fabe, you really are. Yes, I'm beautiful, simply beautiful. When a rose sees me coming, it wilts. Oh, my physical charms are so ample. I set Ellen of Troy an example. Those are the sort of things I say when I'm happy. I've even been known to do the odd dance. I do the odd pirouette, you see.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation is things when I say. I mean, things I say when I'm happy.
And he's one of the things he does, yeah. Exactly. Oh, right, Clement Freud?
Yes,
you
right.
Have a point. And Kenneth Williams has admitted defeat, and there are 33 seconds for things I say when I'm happy, Clement, starting now.
I usually look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of us all? And my mirror, who is extraordinarily honest, says, Kenneth Williams. This is a blow, but in no way stops me from my natural flow. so that I go to my small wife and my large children and say, little ones, I have words to say unto you. I am cheerful and optimistic.
Kenneth Williams.
There's a definite hesitation.
All right, Kenneth, all right, yes, you've got a point. And you have 5 seconds left. You ready, Kenneth?
What's the subject?
Things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
And then I often...
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitate.
No, there was no hesitation. Less than half a second when Kenneth Williams has another point. Are you standing by, Kenneth? I have to warn you, I think it's must watch out, you know. And things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
Well, fantastic.
Clement Freud, you challenge.
That was hesitation.
That was hesitation, yes, indeed. There are 3 seconds left for you, Clement Freud, to talk about things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
It is a far, far better thing.
Derek Nimmer, why do you chat?
Hesitation.
I think you carried it too far then, Derek. I think, to be utterly fair, it's still with Clement Freud. He has 2.5 seconds for things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
Send a victorious, happy, and glorious locker room.
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, he gains an extra point, and with the other points, some of which I think Kenneth helped him get on that round, he has taken a small lead at the end of the second round. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the third round for us? My favourite zoo animal. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
My favourite zoo animal is Mr. Blenkinsop. He is the attendant in the reptile house. His Christian names are Clement and Kenneth. He was called the first name because his father was a tremendous admirer of Lord Attlee, and his mother called him by the
second... Amy MacDonald, you challenge.
Oh, deviation. Definitely he's onto politics now.
I thought about my gentleman.
Well, I think that was a very clever challenge, Amy. So we give you the subject now of my favourite zoo animal with 41 seconds left, starting now.
Oh, at last.
Derek Nimmer.
Deviation, she said, now at last. She wasn't talking about the
and also hesitation, yes, yes. So, Derek Nimmer, you have another point, and you have the subject back again of my favourite zoo animal, and there are 39 seconds starting now.
And his mother called him Kenneth because she was frightened by the wind and the willows. One of the interesting things about this chap in the reptile house, every day when he comes out, he has little packet of sandwiches with him, and when he opens it up, you'll never guess what's inside, he has a copper
Kenneth
sandwich.
Williams, right,
deviation, this is nothing about my favourite zoo animal.
Kenneth Williams, you have the subject. You have 26 seconds for my favourite zoo animal, starting now.
My favourite zoo animal is, of course, the elephant. Where else in the world do you see such lugubriously good-natured things? Only...
Derek Nimmer, why...
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Yes. Derek, you have the subject back of my favourite zoo animal. 14 seconds left, starting now.
The subject of my favourite zoo animal actually is a very interesting one because people have different opinions of what is exactly their favourite...
Kenneth Williams, why...
Deviation. People have different opinions. There's nothing about what we're talking about.
They can have different opinions about the zoo animal. I think it wasn't quite justified, Kenneth, so Derek Nimmer has another point. There are 6 seconds left for my favourite zoo animal, Derek, starting now.
So, in the reptile house, he opened a packet of sandwiches.
Clement Freud, why'd you challenge?
I don't know, I didn't seem to have said anything.
You're absolutely right, you haven't for quite a long time. Maybe the subject's inhibiting you in some way, Clement. But all that happens is that Derek has another point and there are 4 seconds for my favourite zoo animal starting now.
And he has a very dear wife and they went to Bognor for their holidays this year.
M.M. has told a wife...
Deviation.
Yes, yes.
Bognor.
Yes.
Deviation for hours.
I may say, we're still talking about my favourite zoo animal.
And you've been going on rather too long.
It's been established.
M.M. MacDonald has a point for deviation and there's 1 second left for my favourite zoo animal, Amy, starting now.
My favourite zoo animal...
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmer has a lead of 1 over Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams is in 3rd place, and Amy MacDonald is in 4th place, and Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. Clement Freud, the common touch. Will you discourse on this for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the commonest touches I ever made was when I went to my bank manager and said, how do I stand for an overdraft? And he said, you don't, you grovel. As a result of this... As a result of this, I got no money at all, so I had to make another common touch. I raised my right hand and placed it firmly on Mr. Kenneth Williams' left knee, which many of you will agree is a pretty common touch. As this is the subject, I'm allowed to repeat it yet again, a common touch. But there are many other actions.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed, there was, yes. I thought a little while ago when you were rather hysterical, it was also rather devious. 25 seconds, Kenneth, for the common touch, starting now.
This is a phrase which I take to mean, if you can keep your head when all around are losing theirs and still retain the common touch. These are, of course, the words of the poet.
Clement Frimmond, Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
If you lose your head, you have nothing to guide your hand.
Clever challenge, Clement, but that was your common touch that you were talking about. We're on to a different type of common touch that Kenneth Williams is talking about. So Kenneth has another point, and he has 6 seconds for the common touch, starting now.
And in a way, the man that wrote those lines did indeed have the common touch, because he had mixed with princes and great statesmen and...
Since Kenneth Williams joined us, he's used a phrase which has gone to many people's heart. Have I leapt into the lead? And this time he has leapt into the lead.
Oh, God! Oh, joyful day!
Alongside Derek Nimmo.
Oh.
And here's a good subject for you to talk on as you're fully worked up. Oh. The subject is pulling faces. Having pulled a very good one at the thought of it. Kenneth, would you talk on pulling faces, starting now?
This is something I frequently do in front of a mirror, and I have been assured by men in the medical profession that it is very good for the skin, because you make it even more elastic with each, so to speak, acrobatic gyration that you make with your face, or your facial muscles, as the men of medicine would have it. Now, the pulling of the face, obviously, is generally to achieve a comic effect.
Freud, you're challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid. I must explain.
No, I was demonstrating.
I know. He was demonstrating, but I'm afraid it still means a pause in this game. If all of them were to demonstrate some of the subjects they'd had, we'd be in a very queer street by now.
I've been in a queer street for ages. I see your point, actually. And I do think you're a very good chairman, actually.
Oh, I'm overwhelmed. Anyway, at the end of all that, Clement Freud has another point. He has 25 seconds left for pulling faces, starting now.
You get your face on a rack, putting one ear into a vice, and you pull at the other ear until the nose splits down the middle.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
An absolute degradation.
However typical of a man. Degrading, revolting, obnoxious it may be, within the context of the rules of the game, it is not devious, and therefore I must still be with Clement Freud, who has another point, and he has 17 seconds for pulling faces, starting now.
As you engage your right hand in the left ear.
Amy MacDonald, why do you challenge?
He's talking about hands and ears now. Deviation.
Very good. Putting his hands in his ears is very devious, isn't it? Amy MacDonald, you have 13 and a half seconds for pulling faces, starting now.
Well, the best way and the easiest way is to get a bit of plasticine, you see, and make a little face on it. And then you can pull it all sorts of different ways, see? And in doing this, you can have all hours of entertainment.
Derek Nimmo. A very erudite subject for you. What Socrates said. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Socrates said many things of tremendous import and fascination. One of the things I suppose that he's most remembered for, really, was one of the things he said just before he died, when he said, "Before I take this poison, I am going to bath myself to spare the women the toil of washing me down when I'm dead," which I really think is a terribly nice thing to do, don't you? And most considerate and kind. Also, every morning when he used to get up, he used to look across the water and say, "Oh, look at the wine-dark sea this morning." It was quite a catchphrase at the time. Terribly popular it was, wasn't it? And other things that he used to say were, "Hello, What ho, and the Athenian for Hong Kong.
Clement Freud, why'd you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
He didn't say what ho.
Yes. Who am I to say that he said?
How do you know?
Well, you could always say, because he didn't speak English, he didn't say what ho, sir. Who am I to judge on such a subject as that?
Oh, come on, right. What ho, really.
What ho?
In ancient Greece, what ho? Yes.
Probably the colloquial translation into modern English of some Latin phrase is what ho. So, audience, would you like to tell us what you think about this what ho business? If you think that Clement Freud's challenge was justified, will you please cheer? If you think it was unjustified, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Derek Nimmo, your what ho gives you another point, and you have 20 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
Towards nightfall, he used to stand on the rock and say, honk, honk.
Kenneth Williams, why?
Deviation.
Why?
Towards nightfall, he used to stand on the rock. We're talking about what Socrates said, not what he stood.
What he did. All right, Kenneth, you have another point. You have 16 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
What he actually said was, trip over to craggy Ithaca.
Hesitation. Derek, you have another point, and you have 11 and a half seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
My dear wife, would you...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Clement, you have a point, and you have 10 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
What ho, I must get into my bath.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Well, obviously he challenged it formally. How can he now repeat it?
I lost. It was ruled that he did say what ho.
So, Kenneth... I think you didn't quite understand what the challenge was.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Mm, yes.
All right, Kenneth, by not paying attention to the game, Clement Freud has another point, and there are 11... No, there are 6 seconds, Clement, for what Socrates said, starting now.
He also said...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Kenneth, you have another point. You have 5 seconds for what Socrates said, starting now.
He said, trip over from that very quickly, the ancient Grecian Sparta, where the UAU, Ulysses, the waxed stuffy idiot drove, and all of the past the siren stage.
And I thought Kenneth was right. That was perfect Latin he was speaking in the end, and that's exactly what Socrates said. So, Kenneth, you have increased your lead somewhat. You now have 2 over the rivals. Clement Freud wants to say something.
Deviation. Socrates was Greek.
What did I say?
Latin.
But you see, all Latin is Greek to me.
Yeah. I thought it was rather plebeian.
Well, Mr. Plebeian Freud, it is your turn to begin the next round for us. And there are 60 seconds for you to talk on the subject of judging a baby show starting now.
This is something which I have been asked to do from time to time. It involves looking at children who mewl and puke in public places. You take their limbs one by one and begin by counting...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, I think it's a disgusting load of filth. Take their limbs one by one.
So you're challenging on what score?
The deviation, of course.
Yes, if you're going to dismember them, that is
exactly,
deviation.
Exactly.
So, Kenneth, you have the subject. There are 47 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
What you go by when you're judging the baby show is health... A general appearance, of course, natural features like lovely blue eyes and blonde curls. So after health and disposition and...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition after health. We had health before, do you see?
All right, Derek, you have a point. You have 32 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
I love judging baby shows, Ash. It's one of the fascinating things that one is asked to do sometimes, right? And you get all these beautiful children there in front of you.
Amy McDonald, why do you challenge?
Well, he stopped talking about babies. He's talking about children now.
Yes,
very good. All right, Amy, you have another point. And you have 23 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
Well, I never...
Clement Freud, why do you...
Hesitate.
Damien McDonald has another point. She didn't hesitate. No, it's all right. You have 22 and a half seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
What?
Hesitation. Well, all right, Clement, you've got it this time. There is 1 point to you. 21 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
It is essential that all children should have 10 fingers and 10 toes, otherwise their chances of success...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Luke, nobody could have 10 fingers.
You're quite right. You were certainly paying attention that time, weren't you?
No, I've never heard anything like 10 fingers.
Have 10 thumbs next week.
Yes, exactly.
So, Kenneth, there are... Kenneth, there are 16 and a half seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
After the general appearance of the child and, as I say, the disposition of the child, you next consider the way he speaks. If he speaks...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation is a baby show.
Yes, we've had it. I've given it once. I must give it again. Yes, we're talking about babies and you're onto children. So Clement has another point. Clement, Freud, there are 9 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
It is essential there are 10 toenails and also 10 fingernails, all of which should be in good condition.
Kenneth Williams.
This is disgusting. We don't want to be at fingernails and toenails. Sounds like a positive witch's cauldron, the whole thing.
Why are you challenging?
Because it's deviation.
Why? Why is it devious?
Load of
quickly,
filth.
Tell me in 10 seconds. Why is it? Why is it? You can't challenge him for filth.
Oh, well, because I want to speak then.
I don't think you're justified. Clement Freud has another point. There are 4 seconds left for judging a baby show, Clement, starting now.
It is usual to have at least 4 judges, some of whom are male and some female.
At the end of that round, it is a very exciting situation. Kenneth Williams still has the lead, but only 1 in front of Clement Freud, who is only 3 in front of Derek Nimmo. Amy MacDonald is trailing a little, but now comes her chance with the subject of the last time I played hockey. Amy, I'm sure you can tell us a lot about that. 60 seconds will do, starting now.
Well, the last time I played hockey, a very strange thing happened. You see, we were all assembled on the field and about to start to play, when all of a sudden, the captain, the hockey...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Hesitation, alas.
It wasn't hesitation.
I was stuttering, I didn't...
Yes, but she said the cup captain.
I know,
and it was her cup captain, you see, so she has another point, and there are 47 seconds for the last time I played hockey, Amy, starting now.
The last time I played hockey, as I said, a very funny thing happened.
Derek Nimmo.
Repetition, as I said.
Yes, that's a clever challenge, which I can only award you, Derek. There are 45 seconds for you to take out the subject. Are you quite finished playing with Amy MacDonald?
Put me down. Right.
If you'd like to put Amy MacDonald down. Now, will you talk about the last time I played hockey, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
The last time I played hockey, I said, ha, 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 ha.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Of ha, ha, ha.
Of ha, 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 ha.
Clement, the last time I played hockey, 40 seconds, starting now.
Was in a muddy Berkshire field where I went to school and was told to play in a purple and green shirt against another side which was called Bracknell. My position...
Amy MacDonald, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes.
I don't think I can give it to you this time, Amy. I'd like to. So, Clement Freud has another point. He has 29 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
My position was left half, and I was ordered to hit the ball to the right back in what was called a bully off, which we did with some skill. Our sticks went up and down, met two more...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition, sticks going up and down.
Oh, no, yes. That's no,
very repetition.
Yeah. Up and down. Yes. As I think this is the last round, and we want to make it as keen as possible, Derek Nimmo, you have another point. You have 18 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
It was on a patch of gravel in Famagusta in Cyprus. We only had 7 men on each side because we couldn't boast a full team.
Kenneth Williams, why
did you... We only had 7 men on each side. He wasn't playing hockey, therefore it's deviation.
Yes, indeed. We might, it was playing a very strange kind of hockey indeed.
Indeed it was. I bet his hockey is strange too. I can tell you, I can tell you things make your hair curl, dear.
Well, you have 10 seconds in which to tell us about these things, Kenneth. Work them into the last time I played hockey, starting now.
The last time I played hockey, my heart was young and gay. I saw the blossoms in the field.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
I shouldn't think his heart was ever young.
Some people think that Kenneth Williams' heart is forever young and gay. So Kenneth has another point, and he has 4 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
And I saw the laughter of my heart in every street cafe. I saw the same...
Well, Kenneth Williams' laughing gay heart has done something for him once again this week. I'll keep the surprise to the end. I'll read backwards and tell you at the end of the final round, Amy MacDonald came a good 4th, and a little in front of her was Derek Nimmo, who was in 2nd place. Clement Freud was in 3rd place. And this week's winner, by 1 point, one precious point, was our Kenneth Williams. This week's winner.
Thank you.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.